rejoice and we can celebrate Christ's birth. Now, normally at this time in the Christmas service, I would really look forward to handing over just our nativity, but sadly, we can't do it this year.
Oh, yes, we can!
Oh, no, we can't, John. We're not together. How can we possibly have a nativity if we're not actually together for everyone to do it together?
Well, we've done it. Anyway, thank you, Lynn, for that introduction. Very kind of you to zoom in like that.
Well, I'm afraid, though, there isn't much happening here in Bethlehem. In fact, truth be told, nothing much ever does. Still, last week was a very busy week for our Trailblazer kids round here. As you saw at the beginning of the service, we had several festive get-togethers. Not parties, mind. And we had a lot of fun around the West End and Bear's Den, despite the atrocious weather. It's a good job we got it in before Nicola spoke last night, right enough. Anyway, a big thank you to all the Trailblazer leaders what made it happen. But I want to give a big shout out to three people in particular to make it safe. Well, four actually. I was going to mention my wife, but she told me not to. Anyways, Elaine Dallas provided all the goodies for the activities in individual bags to make sure it was safe, and personally delivered them to all the three venues. Andy Spears did a very thorough risk assessment to make sure it was all safe. And I know he's also done that for the soup shack down in Whiteinch, so he's putting a big ship this year, that lad. And lastly, Joanne Mulligan, who pushed all our buttons to make it happen. Well, I mean, sorry, she pushed us to make it happen. Anyway, as I said, it's all quiet again here now. Though it's funny, I do have a strange feeling in my waters that everything's about to change. Must have been that dodgy mutton pie I had last night. Oops, probably shouldn't have mentioned that in front of Cedric here. Yeah, that was his friend Simon. Yeah. Anyway, he thinks I should go vegan next year. Some chance of that. Anyway, I can't stand round here all night. I've heard there's some very important people zooming in for a video conference soon. So I'll just sign off now. In fact, I've heard there's someone very big's going to turn up. Anyway, before I go, I've got a question for you. Right. Oh, are you ready? Why didn't Mary and Joseph join the conference call? Anyone? Because there was no Zoom at the end. Ha ha ha. Get it? No Zoom instead of no room. Ha ha. No Zoom at the end. Ha ha ha. Anyway, okay. Anyway, I'm going to hand over to Amy. She seems to think there's something very big going on over by.
There's an old Jewish expression that goes like this. People make plans, God laughs. We think we know what's going to happen, but we really don't. Sound familiar? We have plans, but God shows up with other plans. And sometimes he shows up in person. A couple thousand years ago, there was another very weird year. And if they'd had the internet back then, maybe the Christmas story would have gone like this. It all started when Quirinus was governor of Syria.
Herod, it's Queen Aria. You're on mute. Doesn't matter. You don't need to talk, just listen. All those plans you made, feasts and games, can't, and everything, cancel them. God showed up God,
Augustus.
Augustus Caesar came with orders saying everyone has to go to their hometown to get registered. I know. Nightmare. Stop crying. Just get it done.
Okay, Steve, it's Joseph. You're on mute. Do you see the... No, that button over there. Never mind. Okay, anyway, I need you to finish off the Shepherd's Kings. I know, I'm sorry, but I need to go to Bethlehem to register. I need to bring Mary with me, even though she's technically not my wife. God showed up in a dream. I know it sounds weird, but I hadn't been eating cheese. The angel said that Mary's going to have a baby and I'm to call him Jesus. Apparently, it means God saves. Anyway, sorry to drop you in it, but I've got problems of my own as well. For example, my donkey's too small to carry my luggage. And feed the cat, Steve. Bye!
Hello, Mom, you're on mute. If you just, don't worry, I'll talk. I haven't got long. Joseph's coming over. I'm going to Bethlehem with Joseph. He's from Bethlehem, the city of David. I'm having a baby that was not planned quite so soon, but well, God showed up. So plans have changed. He sent an angel to talk to me. I was making flatbread at the time. He said I'll become pregnant, give birth to a son and name him Jesus. He will be great and people will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. So I said, I am the servant girl of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say, which seemed like the right thing to say at the time. So I'm off to Bethlehem, Mom. I'll bring you a souvenir.
Casper, you're on mute. Don't worry, we have no time to talk. We have to pack for a long journey west. Yes, I know you wanted to go to that party because the stars say you may be lucky in love, but plans have changed. God showed up.
Look out of the window. It's the brightest star you've ever seen.
It's like something coming out of heaven. You only get this once in a, well, ever. This is a sign, and we need to investigate it. Remember where God's people came from? Yes, Israel. We need to go there. And I get this feeling we need to pack gold, incense, and have you got any myrrh? Put that in. And maybe a rattle, calpol, and some formula?
I'll get the camels ready.
We use our sling.
Up above the road so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Marcus, you're on mute. That's on purpose. Because I'm the king, I tell you what to do, and I don't care what you have to say. It's bad enough I had to cancel that big feast I was planning because of the census. And now this. I was planning another feast to celebrate how brilliant I am. And then these three men from the east turn up wanting to see the king. And when I say, you found him, bow down and help yourself to chicken, they say they were looking for a baby who was born to be king of the Jews. They saw his star in the east and came to worship him. They say that God showed up. I'm the king of the Jews. Ask Quirinius. My son is to be king next, not that baby. Marcus, I don't care how you do it or what you have to do, but find that baby.
Jeff, you're on mute. Doesn't matter. I'm pretty speechless myself. I've just seen something amazing. There we were on the hillside, just telling scary stories. I was in the middle of that one in which David fights Goliath.
He does a really good Goliath voice. It always cracks me up.
Yeah, but God showed up and, well, everything changed. There was like a massive, like, army of angels singing, telling us, what did he say?
That a saviour has been born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. We'll find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a feeding box. We want to go and have a look.
So, Jeff, can you come out and mind the flock? They're no trouble.
Bah.
Well, not much trouble. I'll leave you my crook. Those ones Joseph was going to make haven't come through yet. He's not on own time. Weird. Anyway, we're off to Bethlehem.
Okay. Hello, Dad. I can see you, but I can't hear you. You're on mute. Doesn't matter. You're an ox, so you can't talk. But I can talk, which is weird. But to be fair, everything is weird these days. I was settling down for the night in the stable when these two humans showed up.
They had a donkey which started to eat my dinner. Not fair.
All right. And there was a big commotion and a lot of screaming and shouting. And then a third human showed up. A really small one, like a human calf, although he was the size of a lamb. And do you know what they did with him? They put him in my feeding trough. Do you want me to eat him? I may have four stomachs, but I can't eat that. I'm a herbivore.
Then some shepherds showed up, but I don't have to listen to them.
And these wise men from the east showed up with very odd presents. And now it's quiet again. But I just wanted to say, send some hay, because what's left is now bedding. Hay for bedding? Talk about posh. Who does this baby think he is? Anyway, I'm hungry. Send food.
Mum, I've left you on mute because he's asleep, but he's perfect. I know everyone says that about their babies, but this one really is. We called him Jesus, Mum. So I know you like the name Jerubbaal, but the angel said Jesus, but he'll also be known as Emmanuel, which means God with us. But despite all our plans, God really showed up.
Three, two, one. Hold on. I just want to make sure it's recording. Sorry.
Okay. I forgot the first slide. Okay. Sorry.
That's it. So.
Sorry.
It's all right. Have you learned your lines? Wow.
No, but I've learned the second cow line, like,
right,
pretty much all of it, but
right, so,
not really the first one.
So Annie, when I say one, you can start speaking. All right. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Jill.
Oh no. You're on mute. You're really on mute. Can't hear you. And we'll go 3, 2, 1, go.
And when I say, you find him, bow down and have bowed down. Marcus, you're on mute. That's on purpose. Poop.
Because you're an ox, so I can't. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I really haven't been practicing that much. Listen, I've got so much homework these.
How do you follow that up? Wasn't that absolutely brilliant? Great. Thank you to all who helped with that, to GBA and Trailblazers and to all the leaders of our young people. Thank you very much. So now we're going to slow things all the way down. Throughout Advent, a gaggle of gifted friends have been writing tiny Advent poems about light in the darkness. The author Sue Monk Kidd says that writing is an act of courage. And every time you write anything, an email, a poem, a Christmas list, you reveal something of who you are and what you believe. And that takes guts. I've chosen a few of the poems for us this morning, but you should really take some time to look at our Facebook page because all of those poems are moving, wry and thought-provoking. And along with the poems are some photos taken by other West Glasgow folk. And behind it, you'll hear Panis Angelicus performed by the King's College Choir. So sit back, breathe deep, and enjoy the next few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. Big thanks to Andy, who has put all those poems beautifully against pictures for Facebook. They look really effective. We're going to move towards communion. excuse me. If you have the candle, which you were given at the start of Advent, this might be a nice moment to light it and gather yourself some bread and wine or whatever simple thing you have close to hand. In Luke 22:19-20, we read that Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, the disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured for you." Luke is the doctor's gospel writer. He is interested in birth, death, and in all the episodes that people go through in between those two points. Luke writes about a curious, compassionate Jesus. He describes the man who will become the high priest who intercedes on our behalf. And so let's not rush to Easter this morning. As we eat the bread and drink the wine, let's remember not just Jesus's death, but the life that led him to become the light of the world. And so, this is Christ's body, broken for you. And this is Christ's blood shed for you. Amen. We're going to close in prayer using a prayer written years ago by John Bell and Graham Moll, but so beautiful for a day like this. And then we will have our church Christmas card, which Lynn will throw up. Thank you for joining us today. And let's pray. When the world was dark and the city was quiet, you came. You crept in beside us, and no one knew. You dared to believe that God might do something different. Would you do the same this Christmas, Lord? Will you come into the darkness of today's world, not the friendly darkness, not the friendly darkness, as when sleep rescues us from tiredness, but the fearful darkness in which people have stopped believing that war will end, or that food will come, or that politics will change, or that anyone cares. Will you come into that darkness and do something different to save your people from death and despair? Will you come into the quietness of this community, not the friendly quietness, as when lovers hold hands, but the fearful silence when the phone has not rung, and the letter has not come, and the friendly voice no longer speaks the doctor's face, says it all. Will you come into that darkness and do something different, not to distract, but to embrace your people? And will you come into the dark corners and the quiet places of our lives? We ask this not because we are guilt-ridden, but because the fullness our lives long for depends on us being as open and vulnerable to you as you were to us when you came, wearing no more than scraps of cloth and trusting human hands to hold their maker. Will you come into our lives if we open them to you and do something different? When the world was dark and the city was quiet, You came. You crept in beside us. Do the same this Christmas, Lord. Do the same this Christmas. God bless us. Bless our community in West Glasgow. Bless those who we love. Bless those who we will seek out over these next few days. Amen.
Sparkle of light in the dark of the year, I go taking hold of your hand. It's a time full of laughter, a love without fear, that this year I now understand. 'Cause I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love, couldn't care less what's under the tree. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping it gets you to me. Outside it is snowing, the fire is glowing, old films repeat on TV. This I know, only without you I'm lonely. Are you out there and thinking of me? 'Cause I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love, couldn't care less what's under the tree. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping it gets you to me. Dark of the year, I go taking hold of your hand. It's the promise of laughter, love without fear, the returning of joy to the land. I can't wait for the touch of the ones that I love, couldn't care less what's under the tree. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping gets you to me, gets you to me. Of the ones that I love, couldn't care less what's under the tree. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping it gets you to me. Oh, outside it is snowing, the fire is glowing, old films repeat on TV. This I know, only without you I'm lonely. Are you out there thinking of me? 'Cause I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love. Couldn't care less what's under the tree. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping it gets you to me. It's a time full of laughter, along without fear. This year I now understand, 'cause I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love. Couldn't care less what's up. What are you asking for Christmas this year? That life is worth living, then I'm sending my heart out to you. A sparkle of light in the dark of the year, I go taking hold of your hand. It's the promise of light, it is snow. Love without fire is turning cold, joy to the blind. I can't wait for the touch of the ones that I love. Couldn't care. What's under the tree? Thinking of me. I don't know. 'Cause I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love. Couldn't care less what's under the tree. Gets you to me. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping it gets you to me. Sending my heart out to you. A sparkle of light, dark of the dark of I go take your hand of your hand. It's a time it's full the of promise of life, love without fear. This year I'm turning on joy to the light. 'Cause I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love. Gets you to me. Gets you to me. Outside it is snowing, the fire is glowing, old films repeat on TV. This I know, only without you I'm lonely. Are you out there thinking of me? 'Cause I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love. Couldn't care less what's under the tree. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping it gets you to me. It's a time full of laughter, alone without fear. This year I now understand. I'm missing the touch of the ones that I love. Couldn't care less what's up. What are you asking for Christmas this year? What is it asking you? But I'm hoping if the answer isn't giving, that life is worth living, then I'm sending my heart out to you. A sparkle of light in the dark of the year, I go take hold of your hand. It's the promise of light, it is snow. Love without fear. Fire is turning, joy to the light.